listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. The world is remembering the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. A statement has been released this morning confirming the music icon has passed away peacefully at her Switzerland home after a long illness, aged 83. The Prime Minister is among those paying tribute, with Anthony Albanese recognising how the music legend overcame trauma and domestic violence to provide a soundtrack to our lives. Well, singer-songwriter Bryan Adams, who sang It's Only Love with Tina, has called her one of the greatest performers of all time. Tina famously spoke about her struggles during an interview with Gayle King in 2019.
I had a very hard life, but I didn't put blame on anything or anyone. I got through it. I lived through it with no blame.
Here's to you.
And I'm a happy person.
While flowers have started being placed on her star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, these people telling Nine she was simply the best.
She's an absolute legend. The music is amazing. Her life was so tough. And through all of that life, she just showed that she could triumph. She's a strong woman, independent woman.
I can't even really explain it. It feels surreal.
The final decision is in, and power bills will soar by up to 24% for multiple states from July 1. The default market offer cap impacts New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and SA, while Victoria is expected to see even bigger increases after a March draft estimated 30%. However, those eligible for federal rebates won't see bills increase at all. But Shadow Energy Minister Ted O'Brien says that's not a long-term fix.
We welcome that. But even that relief is a one-off Band-Aid solution. All it's doing, it's pushing the problem to a later date. What the government should be doing is trying to address the source of the problem, which is a lack of supply in the market.
Donald Trump's main Republican rival, Ron DeSantis, is now officially a contender for US president in 2024. He's formally filed the paperwork. And thousands of Aussies will raise a cup today as Australia's biggest morning tea celebrates its 30th year. In NRL, the Dragons are hunting two wins in a row under Ryan Carr against the Dolphins tonight. The caretaker coach played a straight bat about whether he wants the job long term.
The club's asked me to do a job right now, and I'm going to try and do that to the best of my ability. And whatever happens next year happens.
Well, Jack Bird returns from knee soreness, but he's lost back rower partner Jaden Sua to a hamstring injury, while Jaden Sullivan gets the big gig at halfback with Ben Hunt on Origin duty. Turning to AFL, and Sydney coach John Longmire is the latest to call on the AFL to lift the soft cap to pre-COVID levels. It comes after Alistair Clarkson stood down at North and Damien Hardwick resigned from Richmond. Longmire says the requests have gone unanswered.
We've asked them to.
And have you heard anything back?
I think we're $2.5 million short of our soft cap where it was pre-COVID. I guarantee the workloads haven't lessened.
And West Coast denies it's offered Adam Simpson a 3-month leave of absence to refresh and regroup at the end of the season.